Yeah, definitely. Means we've been a couple of draws on the way as well, but we'd obviously like to win the ones that we've drawn. But no, it's I think there's a bit of confidence in the group at the minute. The players that are going out onto the pitch know exactly what they're going to do. We look solid defensively. We've had a few clean sheets, which is always a good sign. And we've got the players that are capable of scoring goals. So it's a good mix and a good blend at the minute.
Obviously, consistency is what everyone strives for. If you're unbeaten since the start of December, that's 12 matches. Yeah. At the minute, you're doing something right as a group, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's all down to hard work. I mean, the players have worked really hard on the training ground, and everything we do on the training pitch, we try to take into the games, and they've managed to do that. So it's just an enormous amount of hard work that they've been doing over the past few weeks. And luckily enough, it's coming into fruition on the pitch.
Have you got a reasonably settled, perhaps not 11, I appreciate the manager does make changes, but as in terms of a group to pick from for your starting 11, is it reasonably settled now, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's definitely a settled system at the minute. I mean, I think the managers spoke about the players that haven't been playing, and they're a really vital part of the squad. They've got to be ready if we've got any knocks and injuries or any illnesses or suspensions, anything like that. And the lads that haven't been in the team have looked after themselves really well over this period, so they're all ready to perform, and I think that's what's helped the boys in the team, that they know that there's people breathing down their necks ready to come into the team if they slip up or we have a couple of bad performances. So the whole feeling about the place at the minute is really good, really positive, and we've just got to try and keep that going.
I think one guy that's impressed since he's come in on loan is George Glendon, who's now signed permanently.
Yeah.
And what's been your kind of assessment of how he's fitted in here at Fleetwood?
Yeah, very well. I think it took him a little bit of time just to settle over the first few weeks. Not played a lot of games at this level, but once Jimmy got his injury against Port Vale and he stepped in, and he actually played really well for about the 70 minutes that he played in that game, and he's just slotted into the team nicely. I think one thing you get from like academy players is, like, he was obviously at Man City and had a good ground, and you get very good technically on the ball, and I think he's had to learn the off the ball stuff a little bit more, and I think he's taken to that really well. He's a little bit more aggressive now off the ball. And he's been a big part for us in this run of 12 games unbeaten.
I just spoke to him then. He said he had the chance to stay at Man City, but wanted to move away to play regular first team football, which speaks volumes for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's, as you say, it does speak volumes for us. It's brilliant to hear that as well, because you could easily go back. I was a bit like that myself when I was a younger player. I had the chance to stay at Rangers, but really wanted to push on and make a career for myself, and that's exactly what Georgie sees himself doing. I think I see a little bit of that in him. And no, it's great that he's signed permanently for us. As I say, he's been a big part in this run. Hopefully it's just the start. He's got still got a lot of things to learn. He's a young footballer, and we're just trying to get as much into him as we possibly can.
It's your first home game of the year, isn't it, as well? I'm much looking forward to being back at Highbury.
Yeah, we've got obviously a good record at home. It's been a bit of a fortress for us, and we just, like I say, want to keep the run going. We know it's going to be really difficult. They're a really good side to score a lot of goals, and we've got to be ready for them. I'm sure we will be. We'll do the work over today and tomorrow and be ready for Saturday.
Yeah, they're on the back of a big win, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, against Northampton, they scored 5 last week, and the striker, Boy Harrison, got 4 goals, and the other striker, Taylor's, got a lot of goals as well for them. I think he's like third top goal scorer in the league, so we have to be ready for that. But they are, not just the strikers, they are a really good team. We've watched them and we've played them, so we'll try and combat that as much as we can.